Today from the Ohio Newsroom, mental health training in rural schools. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. There aren't enough mental health counselors in Ohio schools. There's around 400 students for every one school counselor, far exceeding the American School Counselor Association's recommended ratio of 250 to 1. That's led rural school districts across Ohio to train its students to identify mental health issues in hopes peer support can fill in some of the gaps. Ohio State University Extension's Bridget Britton is teaching the teens mental health first aid. The behavioral health field specialist joins us to talk about the training. Hi, Bridget.
Hi, Kendall. Thank you so much for having me today.
Thank you. So talk to me about what you've been seeing in some of these rural school districts. Are they equipped to tackle mental health concerns in the student population right now?
You know, it's really tough in our rural school districts right now. You know, there's just not enough school counselors, social workers, guidance counselors out there in these rural communities and in the schools to be able to help and support the students. And then when we talk about, okay, you know, let's reach outside of the actual school to get them the treatment that they might need. Where are the therapists, right? There are none. And so it is a big struggle in the rural communities to get just the basic mental health resources and mental health counseling that these youth need to support them on a regular basis.
With this being such a big issue, what exactly are you training these students to do?
We train students ages 10th through 12th grade, and they go 6 weeks for about 45 minutes to an hour. And we talk to them, really, we go through some of the signs and symptoms that may be concerning that they may be seeing in their peers when it comes to things like depression and anxiety. And then we talk to them about, you know, who are the trusted adults that they can talk to, right? And there are trained teachers and advisors and principals who have taken another training called Youth Mental Health First Aid, where they are there to support the youth in the school, no matter what grade. We're always guiding them to the trusted adult, right? Our youth want to open up to us and they want to open up to each other. And this training is a way for our youth to get help in a new and unique way, since there is a gap in the mental health community when it comes to treatment.
Yeah, you mentioned making sure there are trusted adults then that have this training as well, because I imagine there are limitations to peer support, right? Like, it can't replace having a licensed counselor to be able to tackle
right.
these issues. So why are districts investing in this?
They're seeing teacher burnout, right? They're seeing teachers that are coming to them saying, I cannot handle these mental health challenges that the youth are just laying out to me on the table. And so school administration and officials are realizing our teachers need to be equipped with information and resources before it becomes a crisis situation.
With the toll that the COVID-19 pandemic took on students across the country, how has that shifted rural schools' approaches to mental health?
They're doing the best they can, right? They're seeking out more funding opportunities to hire school social workers and then to be able to fund for people to come in and teach trainings like this. Our rural communities are lagging way more behind than our cities and metro areas, and we need to give them more opportunities and advantages to try to catch up.
That's Bridget Britton. She's a behavioral health specialist in Tuscarawas County. Thank you so much, Bridget, for joining me today.
Thank you so much.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. I'm Kendall Crawford. We'll talk with you tomorrow.